Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Panthers Insider, an in-depth preview of the week.
He shot, he scores!
On the Florida Panthers Radio Network. Here's the voice of the Panthers, Doug Plagans.
Good morning and welcome into another edition of the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans here with you, talking all things Florida Panthers hockey over the course of the next hour, as we do every Saturday morning at this time. So we thank you very much for stopping by, for being with us. Panthers in the middle of a big back-to-back right before the All-Star break. Tonight's the Panthers' last game before the All-Star break. Of course, all those All-Star festivities going to be held right here in South Florida, and you don't want to miss any of it. FloridaPanthers.com/All-Star to get caught up on everything surrounding the game, the skills competition, as well as all the events leading up. We've got a lot going on all week beginning tomorrow. So again, be sure to check out FloridaPanthers.com/All-Star to get up to speed on everything going on around the NHL All-Star festivities. But tonight, a big game at FLA Live Arena. It's the Florida Panthers and the league-leading Boston Bruins. We'll tell you just what it means to each of the two teams in a moment. The game starts at 6 o'clock. FLA Live Arena is where you can come out and see it. We'll have you covered across the Panthers radio network beginning at 5:30 p.m. with Panthers Preview, but you can get your tickets at FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com, or by calling 954-835-PUCK. So a big game tonight, Panthers and the Boston Bruins at FLA Live Arena. We hope to see you there. And then later on in the show, again, we're going to talk about that. We'll also talk about last night's game. The Panthers fell short against the LA Kings. 4-3 was the final score, so we'll have some thoughts from Panthers head coach Paul Maurice, as well as Brandon Montour and Ryan Lomberg, following the game last night. Some news that broke yesterday, though. Alexander Barkov named to the NHL All-Star squad, so he, along with Matthew Tkachuk, will represent the Panthers in front of the South Florida fans at the All-Star festivities. And again, folks, we'll have some thoughts from Alexander Barkov on that coming up. Next segment, we'll have my broadcast partner on the Panthers Radio Network, Billy Lindsay, stopping by. We'll talk about tonight's game, last night's game, talk a little bit about the first half that was, and also talk about what lies ahead for the Panthers, and lots more to come. So again, lots to get to here in this hour of the Panthers Insider Show. We thank you very much for being on board with us here this morning. And folks, there's a lot going on around the NHL All-Star festivities, as I mentioned, and it doesn't end with just the skills competition and the game, which are coming up next weekend. But folks, you can kickstart NHL All-Star Week with your Panthers at the City of Sunrise and Florida Panthers All-Star Hockey Festival presented by Visit Lauderdale on Tuesday at 5:30 at Flamingo Park. Enjoy photo opportunities with the Stanley Cup, face painting, food trucks, live music, and more. Check it all out, the All-Star Week events, FloridaPanthers.com/All-Star. Also, coming up at the Panthers Ice Den on Wednesday at 5, we've got food trucks, live music, games, giveaways, and more. It's the Coral Springs Hockey Festival presented by Visit Lauderdale. You don't want to miss that. Again, FloridaPanthers.com/All-Star. Coming up on Saturday, February 4th, we've got the Panthers Saturday Sweat Wellness Experience presented by Visit Lauderdale and the City of Fort Lauderdale. That's going to be at Holiday Park, and it's free. Public classes will feature top fitness instructors, live DJ, fitness, wellness vendors, all kinds of stuff. Again, FloridaPanthers.com/All-Star. Tons of information there. And also FLATeamShop.com to get the latest Panthers merchandise. So lots to get to this week, lots to get to on this episode of the Panthers Insider Show. And as I mentioned, we'll start things off Hearing from Alexander Barkov, Panthers captain, named to the All-Star team yesterday, and he visited with the media yesterday around 4 o'clock, and, well, here's what he had to say. Just a compilation of thoughts from yesterday's media availability as Alexander Barkov discussed what it means to be named to the All-Star team.
It means a lot, obviously. Of course, it wasn't right away, but I'll still take it. And it's, like you said, it's at home here in Florida. It means even more. So I'm really happy and honored to and proud to be here. Yeah, I remember it was in Tampa, my first one, and I liked it. Of course, it's like eye-opening thing. You see so many like really good players that you've been looking up to during your career, like who you play against, and then you get to spend time with them and talk to them, not as like as a rivals, but maybe as your teammates in there. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to that, and at the same time, like, it helps a lot. It's at home, get to stay at home and just come to the rink and do the thing. So yeah, I'm really excited. No, it's same thing this year. I just do my job, and my main priority is, of course, not to make like All-Star games or any of that. It's to come to the rink and do my thing as well as possible, and doesn't matter what time of the year it is, beginning of the year or right now or end of the year. Same thing for me, same mindset. Every day I try to work as hard as possible, and everything that comes with it just comes, and I'll take it or not take it. So yeah, there's a lot. Every team has some like super good players, and you always like when you play your own game, but at the same time, like, you see your them playing, and you see the players from their team, like how they play, and then of course, like, someone always sticks out from there. You try to see like what you can learn from him and stuff like that. So it's not just learning from like older players now. It's because I'm gonna tell you this, like, this training camp, I think it was like day 3, I was skating around the rink before the practice. Of course, everyone's like a little tired in their thoughts, and I'm just like skating around, and then I'm like looking at the guys who are there, like, then I realized I'm like second oldest guy on the ice. So that really hit me. So yeah, I've been in the league for 10 years, but I still feel like I'm young, but that really hit me.
How much do you look forward to just being around the rest of the guys from the other teams, guys that you compete against night to night, but you get to be around them in a little different setting at an event like this?
Yeah, like the first time in Tampa, I really look forward to like just meeting them, just talking to them, not trying to like take the puck away from them, just to talk to them and maybe create new friendships. Who knows? They're all like super, super good players, but at the same time, it's really nice to meet them like off the ice.
So Panthers captain Alexander Barkov right there talking about, well, what ran through his mind, what it means to him to be named to the All-Star team yesterday. He, along with Matthew Tkachuk, will represent the Panthers at the upcoming NHL All-Star festivities in South Florida. Before we get into talking about tonight's game between the Panthers and the Boston Bruins at FLA Live Arena, which, by the way, is a 6 o'clock face-off, before we get into reflecting back on last night's game, here's what Panthers head coach Paul Maurice had to say about Barkov being named the All-Star team and the local home fans having another one of their guys to cheer for at the events.
Something to enjoy, I think. You know, he's come back off injury, and it took him a little while, but since they've gone together as a line, they're starting to play hockey that's beyond structure. It's starting to become instinctive for them, so exciting for the fans to see him play at his best here now.
Alexander Barkov will be representing the Panthers at the upcoming All-Star festivities. Panthers head coach Paul Maurice right there. Well, looking back at last night's game, the Panthers started off a home back-to-back against the LA Kings. Fell by a 4-3 score. LA surged out to a 3-0 lead. The Panthers were able to get back to within one late after the Kings had added an empty net goal late in the game. That actually stood as the game-winning goal, the empty netter from Matt Roy last night. But the Panthers were unable to get that game tied up at the very end. Fell by a 4-3 score to the Kings. So it sets up a game tonight. The Panthers will be home against the Boston Bruins. The Panthers coming in 23-22-6, 5 points back of the Pittsburgh Penguins, who currently own the second wildcard spot in the Eastern Conference, 6 points back of the Washington Capitals, who have the first of two wildcard spots in the Eastern Conference. Boston, Well, from the outset this season, they have had the best record in the National Hockey League. They have been on a roll of, well, historic proportions. In 48 games this season, the Boston Bruins are 38-6-4. 80 points, their goal differential's plus 82. The Panthers and the Bruins will play for the fourth and final time in the regular season. And I mentioned that record Boston has. They've only lost in regulation six times this year, but one of those regulation losses was against the Panthers at FLA Live Arena earlier this season. So we'll see if the Panthers can recapture some of that magic from earlier in the year against Boston and earn a split of the four-game season series. That would be a big win at a big time for the Panthers. Boston's coming off a loss a couple of nights ago to the Tampa Bay Lightning as they're on a road trip, and Tampa Bay upended the Bruins in regulation. So Boston starting up a back-to-back. They're going to be in Sunrise tonight, in Carolina tomorrow. The Panthers playing their last game before the break. No doubt they want to go into the All-Star break with some winning feeling, if you will. So it's going to be a big game for both teams. No doubt about that. 6 o'clock faceoff tonight, FLA Live Arena. We hope to see you there. FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com to get your tickets. If you can't make it, we've got you covered across the Panthers radio network, beginning with Panthers Preview at 5:30 p.m. But I mentioned the Panthers last night. They were tripped up by the LA Kings. 4-3 was the final score. Here is Panthers head coach Paul Maurice post-game last night on that loss to the Kings, what he took away from it.
That was what we were afraid of. We hadn't seen the way you come off the road like that in the end. We're sluggish at the first, and you probably got to keep that thing at 2 to give yourself a chance. But even after that, when we scored the first goal, it was pretty tilted, and we'll have a lot of guys disappointed. The ones that got away from in front, they just couldn't get a handle on some of those pucks, but they certainly didn't quit, and they push hard. They were just sharper. We were just slow in terms of how we move the puck. Their game is simpler than ours, I think, early in that game, and that's the difference, right? They dumped every puck and just waited for a break. Got one on the – anytime you give up a shorty, it kind of – it hurts the bench a little bit. Anyway, you push back as hard as you can, and then that's what they did. That's what we asked them to do, and they did it, but we came up short.
Panthers head coach Paul Maurice postgame last night on the loss to the Kings. Here's Panthers defenseman Brandon Montour, who's having a banner season, just a career year for the Panthers, playing some great hockey every single night. Logged over 27 minutes last night against the LA Kings. But here's Brandon Montour postgame on the loss to LA last night.
Yeah, it's just lapses, I think. Obviously, you know, we're an urgent team. We've shown that, but we got to find a way. You know, it's getting down to, you know, we have break coming up, but these points are huge, and we just lost another two. So got a tough game tomorrow, and we got to be ready. Yeah, I mean, but then again, you know, it's 2 points that we lost, and now we just got to wipe that and move forward and get the 2 points tomorrow. Yeah, I think that's what we've been doing this year. You know, we get down in leads early, or and we take it to them after that. But, you know, you don't want to be in position that you got to do that. And, you know, you got to play that way, you know, that we played in the second or the third right from the start. And I feel like we've been doing a good job of that. It's just, you know, we're catching some breaks where, you know, they're putting it in the back of our net early or whenever. And, you know, we got to follow with that. So
Brandon Montour right there, Panthers defenseman. And last night, the Panthers, they fell behind by a 3-0 score, surged back again the second half of that game last night. The Panthers were the team with the momentum, but just weren't able to get that game tied at 4 in the very late stages after LA had added an empty netter. Just a little bit of a different sequence. The Kings got the empty netter, took a 4-2 lead. Then the Panthers got back to within 1 when Carter Verhaeghe scored with 33 seconds left. So with the final half a minute still on the clock, the Panthers had a chance to tie it up, had a little bit of zone time, but just weren't able to get that fourth goal, that tying goal in LA. That was the definition of hanging on for a win, what they did last night. And for the Panthers, we talked about it. Billy Lindsay and I talked about it during our postgame show last night. And Billy's going to join us coming up next segment. But in the National Hockey League, it doesn't matter what the situation is, what point in the game you're at, if somebody takes a 3-0 lead, that team has a significantly greater chance of coming out with the 2 points and winning the hockey game. It's tough to erase 3-goal deficits. And the Panthers came pretty close last night, but unfortunately it was the LA Kings who prevailed in regulation by a 4-3 final. Final thought on that one last night. Here's Panthers forward Ryan Lomberg, who scored last night. He has finished the season series with two goals in two games against the LA Kings this year. He kind of ignited the Panthers' comeback attempt last night when he got the scoring going in the second period. But here's Ryan Lomberg post-game on that loss to the Kings.
Yeah, we made a good push, but you know, at the same point, it's tough to lose a game like that. It's the time of the year where we got to start getting these points, so big one tomorrow for us. Yeah, you know, I think obviously we didn't start the way we wanted to. You know, we came alive there in the second and made a good push, but again, you know, we got to get the wins here. Yeah, I'm not really sure. You know, they're a good veteran team over there, so you know, obviously got to give a bit of credit to them too. They came ready to play, so you know, like I said, tomorrow's a big one for us.
Yeah, it's huge. You know, obviously they're the top team in the league, so. So it's big for us to prove to ourselves that you know, we're right there, even though the points may not say that. So it's a big one for us for sure.
They know the magnitude of the game tonight, the Panthers and the Boston Bruins. It's a big game for both teams. For the Panthers, the biggest opponent coming in. The Bruins are 38-6-4, as I mentioned. But as far as the Panthers are concerned, folks, and final thought before we hit the break, because we're right up against it. We got Billy Lindsay coming in next segment. The Panthers have played so many road games this season. They've played 29 road games. They've only got 12 regular season road games after the All-Star break out of the 30 remaining games. They have pretty close to half of their home schedule remaining after the All-Star break. So the opportunity is going to be there for the Panthers to get into a groove on home ice. And again, they're still in striking distance as far as this wild card race is concerned. So if they can get hot, they can get hot on home ice. The opportunity is going to be there. And a win tonight against the Boston Bruins would certainly go a long way. It's going to be a motivated Boston team coming in. They're going to be in the front end of a back-to-back. A little bit of a different situation for the Bruins, something they're not super accustomed to. They're going to be coming off a loss. They've only fallen short in regulation six times this year. One of those was Thursday to Tampa Bay, so it's going to be a motivated Boston team, too. Big game tonight, 6 o'clock, FLA Live Arena, Panthers and the Boston Bruins. Hope to see you there, FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com, to get your tickets. Folks, we're going to step aside. When we come back, we will have my broadcast partner on the Panthers Radio Network, Billy Lindsay, stopping by to break down all things Panthers hockey. If you missed the Territory Talk podcast this week, we're going to have a little sample of what Jameson Olive and I covered earlier this week. The episode dropped midweek, and we discussed a lot of what to look ahead to in the second half. So we'll look ahead to that, or I should say revisit that as we look ahead. Coming up later on in this program, the Panthers Insider Show, folks. Again, Panthers and the Bruins tonight, 6 o'clock face-off. We hope to see you out at FLA Live Arena. Breaking down that and more coming up straight ahead as Billy Lindsay joins me. I'm Doug Plagans. This is the Panthers Insider Show right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Let's get back to the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back, Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans here with you, talking Panthers hockey as always. Guest coming up here in just a moment, and a special one at that. Folks, you can kick off the NHL All-Star Week and participate in the Florida Panthers Fort Lauderdale Beach Sweep presented by Visit Lauderdale and Beach Business Improvement District tomorrow at 9 a.m. Come help us clean up the beach. Receive a complimentary Panthers t-shirt while supplies last. Go to FloridaPanthers.com/All-Star today for more information and to sign up. And folks, you can also join your Panthers at the Panthers Ice Den. Kick off the NHL All-Star Week at the Coral Springs Hockey Festival presented by Visit Lauderdale on Wednesday, February 1st, starting at 5 p.m. Enjoy food trucks, live music, games, giveaways, and more. Check out our All-Star Week events. Again, FloridaPanthers.com/All-Star. Panthers and the Boston Bruins tonight. Panthers' final game before the All-Star break and before the All-Star festivities. Come down here to South Florida. And joining me now to talk all things Florida Panthers, our special guest this morning, my broadcast partner on the Panthers Radio Network, Billy Lindsay. And I mentioned the Coral Springs Hockey Festival, Billy. The alumni game is involved with that. And can fans expect to see some Billy Lindsay involvement that that evening?
Yes, I'm gonna be out there. We'll see what happens. It's been a long time. This will be about game number six for me in retirement in we're looking at 17, 18 years of retirement. It's going to be sore the next day, really, really sore. But it's going to be fun. Get together with all the old guys, get out there, put on the skates one more time, and zip around for a bit. And going to enjoy it. It's always fun when get in the locker room, tell the stories, and just get around the guys and get. It's going to be one issue I'm going to have with is it's going to be there's probably going to be some pace. Some guys still play. The pace is going to be a problem for me.
And some guys have only been retired for a couple of years, probably.
Yes, the trap mentality, layback, defensive. I'm gonna be the defensive specialist, that just like I was in my playing career. That's the only way I can handle that one.
And that being said, I know, Billy, you always do a great job interacting, engaging with the fans. The fans always enjoy any chance they get to bump into you. But you spent so much time playing down here in South Florida. When you're able to suit up for something like that, and you see so many of the familiar faces still out there cheering you guys on, that's got to mean a lot.
Yeah, it does mean a lot because it's gone back. And I was just kind of mentioning it to my wife the other day, and our first training camp, our hotel, was in the Deerfield Beach area. And that's, we're looking on 30 years ago that we were staying at that. And I told my wife, could you imagine 30 years later that we're living within 5 miles of where I had my first training camp? It's almost unfathomable. But came down and I fell in love when I got in the beach and flip-flops, and those first couple of years, the fans going to the Stanley Cup, and got over the years, I've gotten to know so many of them and become friends with them. To me, it's been a special group, and South Florida in general, just the Panthers have been so much part of and really what my identity away is. And so to meet them and is always really special. It's near and dear to my heart. The team, the franchise, the fans always will be, and it's a chance to get together and just put a big. It's just going to put a big smile on my face.
You get to see a lot of familiar faces on and off the ice. Billy Lindsay, my broadcast partner on the Panthers Radio Network, joining us here this morning on the Panthers Insider Show, and of course the All Star festivities coming up. There's going to be all kinds of stuff going on. As I mentioned, FloridaPanthers.com/All Star, where to go for the information. Information on that. Panthers also have a big game tonight. The Boston Bruins come to town. FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com to get your tickets. Before we get into tomorrow's game, or tonight's game, I should say, the Panthers and the Boston Bruins tonight at 6 o'clock, by the way. We're on the air with Panthers preview at 5:30. Billy, last night the Panthers began this home back-to-back against the LA Kings. It was a tight one, but as we talked about in the postgame, anytime a team can bolt out to a 3-0 lead, it doesn't matter how they get it, at what point in the game they got it. It's tough to beat a team when they're able to take a 3-0 lead on you. And last night, Panthers did just about anything you could have asked. If that game had had 61 minutes of regulation time instead of 60, the Panthers might have gotten that game tied up at 4. But last night, Billy, it just wasn't in the cards as the Panthers fell 4-3. What'd you take away there?
The start just did not have, weather coming off the road trip, whatever played into effect, they were not ready to start the game. The passes weren't connecting. The energy, it was lackluster. Then the third line got it going with Stahl, Lomberg gets the goal, got some energy, and then they followed it up and just kept the pressure on the Kings, and Montour's able to get it 3-2 going into the third period, and really felt like you have a good chance to win the game at that point. And then the third period, you did the exact same stuff. The forecheck really became a factor. There wasn't going to be stuff against the Kings off the rush. They were backed in to the neutral zone, trapping it up. And you had to get into that workmanlike mentality, and finally it clicked. It took a while, but it clicked. And when they started to work, they outworked. The Kings could not get out of their own zone. It was pressure. It was shots. The goaltender, Copley, saved his best for last. He was able to hang on, and the Kings got the victory. But this is a league that's, if you don't play 60 minutes, it's not gonna qualify, and it's too late in the season to get your victories. Moral victories don't count at this point. You could take away, maybe if this was game 3 or 4, you didn't show up and play like that, you'd be okay, well, we learned our lesson. But this is too late to learn lessons at this point. So they've got to move forward from that and just shake it off really, really quick. Tonight against Boston, from the drop of the puck, this Boston team coming off a loss against Tampa Bay is going to be ready. They got every aspect you could want in a team. The Panthers, they play it, they played like they did in the second half for the full game, they'll have a chance. But that's the only way. It has to be that same sort of mentality, and it has to be right from the drop to the end. There cannot be let off any of the gas, and you got a break coming up. So there's no reason not, whatever you have in the fuel tank, empty it all out, because you got some, you got a little bit of time to recover after it. And a game going to the break, that's, if you get it, hugely important. It keeps you around that wild card hunt. The magnitudes of the games now are getting big. The emphasis, and that's why last night against the Kings hurts, but we'll see if they're able to duplicate what they built off something in the second half. See if they can duplicate it this evening against Boston. If they do, they have a chance.
One follow-up there. Doug Plagans here with you, joined by my broadcast partner on the Panthers Radio Network, Billy Lindsay, here this morning on the Panthers Insider Show. And, Billy, before we get to talking about some of the All-Stars, talking about tonight's game against the Boston Bruins, I know you love these kind of stories, but to see where Ryan Lomberg has come here as a Panther and becoming an every night guy and becoming a guy the Panthers can lean to help shift momentum in their favor, and not just, you know, not just through the physical play. He can score you a goal. He can forecheck. He can do so many things out there. And you see Paul Maurice at times, you know, moving him between the fourth line and the third line, kind of getting him out there more when they need speed, because he does have some wheels. Just to see the way his game has progressed since he's become an NHL regular, and the fact that he's done, you know, and more than you could ask every night, and it's made him stay an NHL regular. Fans love rooting for him, and I know you love these kind of stories too when you see a guy carve out a niche like this.
It's impressive, because he's been able to score at other levels and get up here to the NHL, but once you recognize, he's just a little ball of energy, and he's one of the fan favorites. And when you play like that, and you can do that, you can hit, you can be physical, you can stir the pot, you can score some goals, you can chip in. Every team's going to want a Ryan Lomberg, mm-hmm. and you're going to be able to find yourself with a career. And it happens for guys, if you're not a first-round pick or a high draft pick and you got to spend some time in the minors, you only get brief windows to make your opportunity. And it really happened for Ryan Lomberg a couple of years ago, just before that Tampa Bay, that first Tampa Bay meeting, where he was pretty good down in the stretch.
And yeah, he forced their hand, and yeah, they couldn't take him out.
Yes, and he was good in that playoff series. And that's it's one thing to play in the NHL. To me, I've said this many times, it's another thing to stay in the NHL. He had that brief opening, that window, 10-game, 15-game window, and then a playoff series where he played great. Comes in the next year, gets a job, gets rewarded with a new contract. Now you're set. Now you have a chance, if you keep playing and doing the things he's doing, to have an NHL career, 10, 12, 13 years, whatever it is, out of that, out of 20 games. That's what it takes, mm-hmm. a 20-game stretch of where you're coming at from a minors. Those stories, to me, are what makes this league really, because there's all the talented guys that are going to be here and all that, but guys with the limited talent that are able to find their way to the NHL through just heart and determination and a willingness to find a way. How can I stay in this league? What can I do? I'll do anything. Mm-hmm. I'll do anything. And Ryan Lomberg's one of those guys that says, I'll do anything you ask of me, whatever it is to stay here, and he's made a point of it, and that's why he's here.
Yeah, that's why a lot of folks like rooting for him every night. And again, it's been great to see. Scored last night, was part of what really ignited the comeback for the Panthers, and he got involved physically and scored in each game the Panthers played against the LA Kings this season. So again, Ryan Lomberg, I know a lot of folks out there like watching him every single night. Another guy that the Panthers fans have liked watching every night for, hard to believe, a decade now, but Alexander Barkov gets the All-Star selection yesterday because Austin Matthews not able to go, and Alexander Barkov gets the selection in his place. Maybe the Atlantic Division squad needed somebody, a defensive-minded guy, to step in, because you know, they have somebody to win that thing, to go out there and win it. But Alexander Barkov having another great season, producing at a point a game on the campaign so far. Hard to believe it's just his second All-Star game. That's kind of a head-scratcher for a guy who's been as dominant and has accomplished as much as he has in the course of his career. He's put up the numbers, but great to see him get selected. Also great that the home fans here have another one of their guys to cheer on along with Matthew Tkachuk. But exciting to see Alexander Barkov get that nod yesterday.
Yeah, the captain of the team, and he's meant so much to this franchise for what he's been able to do. And you watch him play, just coming into the league, the size and the defensive acumen, the complete all package that he has, and the skill level is through the roof. And to watch him firsthand and get to call his games has been one of the best treats of my broadcasting careers, to be able to follow his career and track along and see that progression, to see it in front of the home fans with Matthew Tkachuk. That's going to be special down here in South Florida. The All-Star Game in general is a huge deal. It's a huge event to be part of it for Barkov and the way that it's set up. And Tkachuk, both couldn't be happier for them and deserving. And it's going to be a real spectacle for the whole league. It always is. I'm going to come and I'll be down here to be part of it. And I've never been to an All-Star. This will be my first All-Star game that I've ever been able to witness firsthand. So it's going to be a treat for all the fans, myself, everyone that South Florida in general. It's going to be a big weekend just to showcase all the NHL talent that we have, and we get a couple of our own to be out there. Hopefully they win it all.
And it's going to be a fun stretch leading up to it as well, with lots going on around the event. So again, check floridapanthers.com/all-star to stay in touch with all the events going on. And flateamshop.com, you can find all the all-star gear there along with your reverse retro gear. Again, that's floridapanthers.com. So again, keep checking that out. But tonight, Billy, the Panthers, a big test. The Boston Bruins come to town. Toughest test in the National Hockey League that you could face, especially considering, before we even mention the fact that for the Panthers, it's the second end of a back-to-back, while the Bruins were sitting here waiting for the Panthers to play the game. It's going to be a quick turnaround for the Panthers. Boston's coming in. They've had the best record in the league, really, from the second the puck dropped this season. They're a team that really doesn't have any holes. I was driving around the other day, and I heard on SiriusXM, part of your NHL Tonight show, and you were breaking down the Boston Bruins and diagramming what makes them so successful, really, at all ends of the ice. But, Billy, you had a chance to really do a lot of studying of this Boston Bruins group here over the last few days in your work at NHL Network. And what'd you take away from that? Because I heard you breaking it down in your synopsis of everything, but they just have all the bases covered when you look at the way that they're not only constructed, but the way they go out and execute.
Yeah, they do. The biggest difference under what I got to watch and kind of digest a couple of games on tape, and the biggest thing that really stuck out to me is that there's a little bit more flow under Jim Montgomery. The defensemen are going to jump up more than that we saw under Bruce Cassidy last year. He's allowing them to make some mistakes offensively. They're gonna be able to do that, but they're so cohesive with the veteran leadership that they have. And the one thing that really jumped out at me is that you just don't have time in any zone. When I watched them, they always have five men in the defensive zone, and then in the neutral zone there's five men, and everywhere you go they swarm the puck. And you hear that word time and space in the NHL. When Boston takes away time and space in every area, forecheck, middle of the ice, and the only way that I really saw that you could defuse it is if you move the puck quick off your stick and skate as fast, move, and it's the only way, because if you don't, it's turnover in your face, go. It's a bludgeoning type of hockey, and it really, it's no fluke what the record is. It's by design. And maybe a big surprise, because what they did last year was average to many people. Lindholm came at the trade deadline, and Krejci came back into the fold after missing a year. There wasn't many off-season moves.
No, a lot of people thought they were going to be the team to take a step back because they had all those injuries to start the year, but then they all came back sooner than people thought.
Yeah, so it speaks into that leadership group of Bergeron and Marchand, all those guys. They read and react off each other. They play together for so long, you can really tell their instincts and read and react. And to me, they play man-on-man defense, And there's few teams that can do it because of all the switches that you have to have when players, and you have to be able to read and react off each other. If not, if you're a mediocre team, you kind of have to go in zone defenses sometimes and just kind of have quadrants. Boston doesn't do that. It's man on man, and they're switching off each other, going, and they're reading and reacts. And a lot of that has to do with the instinctual of just knowing that they played together with each other, and the personnel to do it. They have the right personnel to do it. So that's what you're going to have to go up against and find a way to beat it. And the only way is you have to find a way to really outwork them, which is hard to do. Outwork them in puck movement and speed. And this Panther team has the ability to do it. The question is, will they, can they? The second half last night is the only way that I see them beating Boston this evening. If they have that kind of performance, they have a chance.
Well, I guess the last thing here for you then, Billy, because you talked about the Panthers last night had 18 shots on goal in the third period. They really tested Phoenix Copley. He saved his best for last, unfortunately, for the Panthers. But again, if there was one thing that you saw really change in the Panthers' attack from the start of last night's game to the end that you want to see brought into tonight, what would you single out as maybe the biggest factor for why the Panthers had success and had some traction in the third period last night?
A willingness not to make plays to the blue line and dump it in and go and move your feet and get in on the forecheck. And that's another area that I went back and actually watched tape of when they were going through that 7-2-1 stretch. Is what really stood out was the ability to forecheck. And what Paul Maurice wants his team to do is forecheck hard. That's kind of the change that we've seen from last year, that this team, last year they just killed off the rush and just were able to get it. This year they're still good enough to do some damage off the rush, but he wants them to hang on to that puck forecheck. And it seemed like there was a resistance early on against LA to dump that puck in and establish that forecheck. But once they decided to do it, you could see LA couldn't get out of the zone. It was pressure in every area because you dumped the puck in, won the foot raises, won the battles. And you have to determine in that mindset that you have to click. The only way that, okay, all of a sudden that we're going to get this done is if we bring our lunch pad and hard hat and lunch pail to work. And that's what really set it up. So if you're going, I want to see the Panthers dump the puck in, get after those defensemen, create some turnovers, try and hem Boston in their own zone. If you do that, then you have the ability to wear down opponents. We saw it against L.A. You can do that against a team like Boston. You have the personnel to do it. Do you have the willingness to dump the puck in early and get after it and say, okay, we're going to come after you. We're going to let you know where there's going to be a presence here. And that's how this team works. That's how it's successful. Just do it all the time.
It's the Panthers and the Boston Bruins tonight. He's Billy Lindsay, my broadcast partner on the Panthers Radio Network. Billy, we have everybody covered tonight. 5:30 pregame, 6 o'clock. We'll have the drop of the puck tonight, but we'd love to see everybody out there. FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com for tickets. Billy, thanks for stopping by this morning. We'll see you tonight.
Sounds good. See you this evening.
That is Billy Lindsay, my broadcast partner on the Panthers Radio Network. Panthers and the Bruins tonight, 6 o'clock, 5:30 Panthers preview on the Radio Network. Panthers and FLA Live Arena, excited to bring you the FLA Live app. The FLA Live app is an interactive arena mobile application perfect for enhancing and personalizing visits to FLA Live Arena for Panthers games, concerts, and events. Use this app for tickets, mobile ordering, and much more. Download it now, FloridaPanthers.com/FLA Live. Folks, we'll be back with more of the Panthers Insider Show straight ahead right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Let's get back to the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back, Panthers Insider Show, winding down here on a Saturday morning. We're always with you on a Saturday morning, getting you set usually for the night's action. And the Panthers will be home against the Boston Bruins tonight, 6 o'clock, 5:30 Panthers preview across the radio network. Big game for the Panthers. Last game before the All-Star break, looking to bounce back from a loss last night against LA. Tonight they'll have the Boston Bruins on tap. Boston, they're trying to bounce back from a Thursday night loss on the road to the Tampa Bay Lightning. So a big matchup for both teams who want to go into the break on a high note. Of course,
this isn't the last game before the break for the Boston Bruins, but for the Panthers it is, and they'll want to make sure they get a bounce back after the loss to L.A. a night ago. Doug Plagans here with you. Again, we've got all the action across the radio network coming your way tonight. If you missed the Territory Talk podcast, or if you just haven't gotten around to listening to it this week, FloridaPanthers.com/Territory Talks, where you can find it. Here's some of what Jameson Olive and I discussed on this week's episode as we got into previewing the second half of the NHL season.
This was about the Panthers keeping themselves in a position to make a run, because in the second half, there's going to be an opportunity to make a run, and they have a good home record. And if they keep playing at the clip they have been at home, they could very well find themselves into a playoff spot just based on that. So,
and on that, yes, technically they don't control their own destiny. They are trailing. But at the same time, like I said, given the fact they do have two against Washington left, I feel like they kind of almost do control their own destiny in a sense that they're going to have those games against Washington to make up those 4 points they're trailing right now. And the rest, they just got to be better than Washington at during that time. And that's a tall order, but, you know, hey.
It's going to be a race.
It's going to be exciting.
And it's going to be a race. And there's no doubt. At the end of it, and this is playoff races, any sport. At the end of it, there are going to be some folks who are unhappy because not everybody gets in.
Well, we're at the point now where all four of those teams we mentioned, Pittsburgh, Buffalo, Caps, and us, all four of those teams believe they should be in the playoffs and can make the playoffs.
And they all have a shot.
Probably yep. Only two are going to make it.
And you look across the league, you've got the Panthers, of course, who are starting to really get rolling, playing their best hockey right now. You've got Buffalo, who's the team I think a lot of folks are trying to figure out what are the Buffalo Sabres. Maybe they're contending for a playoff spot a year early than a lot of folks thought they would contend for a playoff spot.
I just couldn't handle it if Craig Anderson's the man that keeps the Panthers out of the playoffs.
I'm just not sure that, and that's the issue there, is can the goaltending hold up? For Washington, it's can the roster hold up? They've done a lot. Peter Laviolette's gotten a lot out of a depleted lineup at times this season because they've had the injury bug. But
one other thing I'll say,
they've been up and down.
We don't know what's going to happen yet. Is Ovi going to take his annual one-game suspension for skipping the All-Star game? Or because they really need these points, is he going to come to the – and it's also in South Florida, which he loves. Is he going to come to the All-Star game this year? Because you got to think, if you could look back on this whole stretch here, and if he has to miss a game because of that, as he often does – that could be a big game for them. So that's something to keep an eye on here heading into All-Star weekend.
That's a whole different – you know, he's only missed like 47 games or something
and I think
in his whole career. And
12 of them have been
a percentage of those are just the mandatory suspension for missing the All-Star game. So
he's tradition like
been
no other.
A model of durability over his career. So you look at the pedigrees of those teams, though. Washington, and the goaltending has been pretty good there. Pittsburgh, that's the big question mark. Pittsburgh's playoff hopes could rest on Tristan Jarry being healthy in the second half, because you've seen how good the Penguins are when he's in net and how beatable and up and down they are when he's not in net. So that's something to watch in the second half for the Pittsburgh Penguins. But there are subplots all around. For Buffalo, it's can Tage Thompson continue after the break what he built before the
there on the Territory Talk podcast this week. You can find it wherever you listen to your podcast, FloridaPanthers.com/Territory Talk. Jameson Olive and I looking ahead to the second half of the NHL season. And well, we're into the second half from a mathematical perspective, but the post-All-Star game sprint to the finish, going to be some big-time playoff races taking shape. They're already taking shape. Panthers and the Boston Bruins tonight, folks. 6 o'clock at FLA Live Arena. Hope to see you there. FloridaPanthers.com for tickets. If you can't make it, we'll have you covered across the radio network beginning at 5:30. Thanks to Billy Lindsay for stopping by last segment. And thanks to you for tuning in this morning. I'm Doug Plagans here on the Panthers Insider Show. This is the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.